This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you're a pop culture nerd, there's a good chance that you stay up to date on some of your favorite celebrities. Whether you're reading up on the Don't Worry Darling drama, the Kardashians' cheating scandals, or guessing who Taylor Swift's new album is truly about, there's always some new juicy story breaking. While modern gossip columns and tabloid magazines are relatively new, this practice of following scandalous stories dates back to the Roman Empire.
In ancient Rome, like around the time of Julius Caesar, there were probably people gossiping about what the emperors were doing and what their wives were doing. But the only way we know that that happened is because after they all died, a historian called Suetonius wrote this history of the Caesars that people would say was very gossipy because it included details about their private lives.
That's Sharon Marcus, a professor of English and comparative literature at Columbia University. She says that celebrity news gained ground in the 1830s and 40s as print newspapers became more popular and information spread quicker. The public began to learn new tidbits about celebrities, like who they were dating or where they were traveling. This flow of news only sped up when cameras took hold in the 1920s. Private celebrity moments were now splattered across newspapers and magazines. Jump forward to today, and this format has grown into a multi-billion dollar industry. This growth has left some critics wondering, why do people care so much about such salacious news?
It is kind of odd, isn't it, that we are so fascinated by these people that we're never going to meet and that we want to talk about them and know the latest thing about them. I think the reason why that happens is we're tricked by our prehistoric brains. Back in the old days when we were evolving, if you knew a lot about somebody, it meant they were socially important to you. They were somebody that was part of your day-to-day life, and you had to know whether you could trust them or not, whether they were a cheater, and so on and so forth. And if you knew a lot about them already, it made you want to know more. The problem we have with celebrities is we know so much about them already. And consciously, we know that they don't matter. We're not going to meet them. They're not part of our life. But the fact that we know so much about them presses those buttons in our brain that makes us want to know more.
That's Frank McAndrew, a professor of psychology at Knox College. He says that gossiping about people, even those who aren't famous, is human nature. However, there's something about celebrity gossip specifically that's more tempting. Unlike people you know personally, talking about celebrities rarely has negative consequences. Plus, being in the know on the latest drama can even help in social situations.
And it's kind of a segue into a real relationship with people. So in some ways, keeping up with celebrity culture, it's a social skill. It's a way of being prepared to connect with other people on a level you might not be able to connect with otherwise. When we go to parties, we like to gossip about people that we know in common. Well, if we're going to a party where we don't know anybody, the icebreaker is to gossip about celebrities that you both know in common. And that leads to, you know, perhaps a deeper relationship. So I think society, celebrity culture is one of the kind of the glue that holds us together in some ways.
But when does it cross a line? In recent years, websites like De Moi have gained a sizable following. These sites encourage followers to submit blind items about celebrities. This is gossip submitted anonymously without any type of verification. While some posts are innocent and include sightings of celebrities out and about, other submissions contain sensitive details about stars' personal lives. While this allows anyone to be a paparazzi, Marcus says it opens up a new can of worms.
It is so much easier now for multiple people to be the sources of this gossip. And most of all, the market for the gossip, the audience for the gossip, has now also become the producer of the gossip or the commentator on the gossip.
Social media has given rise to celebrity gossip in recent years, but it's also altered how they're seen in the public eye. Some public figures, specifically famous influencers and YouTubers, post so much that fans feel like they know them. But the more that's shared, the more content there is to gossip about. Plus, there's now comment sections, Twitter threads, and Reddit forums where people continue the conversation. McAndrew says this is all fairly normal until it reaches an unhealthy level.
I think it becomes unhealthy when you cross that line where you're starting to cause trouble either for yourself or for other people. So maybe you've gotten to the point where you start stalking the celebrity. You keep sending them messages. You stand around outside of their house or where you know they're going to be having dinner. So you're starting to become a pest, or you're so obsessed with this celebrity that you're spending your time at work thinking about them and reading about them and communicating with people about them and not getting the job done. So I think it's fine until it isn't.
While not many people take it to these extremes, Marcus does point out that viewing this type of content can have an effect on your psyche.
There's a lot of mixed up emotions of admiration and envy combined. And I think there's always an impulse to say, like, these people who seem so great aren't so great. Or these people who have it all are still unhappy, so I don't have to feel bad that I don't have it all, because even if I did, I wouldn't have all my life problems solved.
In the end, the main driver of celebrity subculture is to entertain people. It's an industry that has persisted for almost 200 years because it taps into human nature.
A lot of times when I do interviews about this, the slant that's taken is that there's something wrong with people who like to gossip, that it's a character flaw of some sort, and that they're shallow, and, you know, I'm above all that. I don't do that. It's a very natural part of who we are. It's nothing to be ashamed of. You only get in trouble if you do it poorly.
To find out more about this topic and our featured guests, Sharon Marcus and Frank McAndrew, visit viewpointsradio.org. You can also find Marcus's book, The Drama of Celebrity, on Amazon.com, or request copies to be stocked at your local bookstore. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on Twitter and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by associate producer Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. Coming up next week.
Perfectly clean homes. The mothers and the child are in matching outfits. It's just this kind of idea of everything being perfect.
Why what we see and consume can lead to a chronically unhappy life. Then.
It's a nightmare. I think a quarter of tenants spend more than half their income on rent.
A deep dive into the housing crisis plaguing our country. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.